This is 89.1 WEMU, and it is a Thursday. As such, I'm sitting alongside the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins comes by each week to fill us in on all things movie. Today is no exception. And welcome to another edition of Cinema Chat.
Well, it's good to be here on the weekend that we all get to sleep an extra hour because we get to fall
back. Yeah, you do. Wow.
Well, you do, too. I mean, it's over the weekend.
It's just an extra hour we can fit in some work.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Well, the Disney Studios are doing extremely well this year. They released Zootopia, Captain America: Civil Wars, and Finding Dory, which was very, very successful. They're about to release Doctor Strange this week.
Which is expected to do gangbusters.
Absolutely. Then later in the year, the animated film Moana, and then Star Wars Rogue One, which is a Star Wars spinoff. And
so we're talking billions upon billions of ticket sales,
right? Over $6 billion it's expected before the end of the year. They may set the all-time box office record worldwide. They will take over from Universal, who made that record last year. So things are okay in the film business. Things are up and down in show business in general, but things are up very nicely.
Now, does more box office money translate to more butts in seats?
It does in the case of Disney. That I'm sure they're doing more folks in front of the screen. Not always. Those are economic and demographic trends that are pretty consistent over the last 50 years.
Right.
If you're a movie lover, just know that the movies will be in the theaters for you forever. And if you're a fan of Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
It was quite a sensation when it came out. That's
it was.
For sure.
It was a three-part novel, and there was a Swedish film series about it, and then there was an American film as well. But the next one, an American adaptation, The Girl with the Spider, the Squirrel in the Spider Web, is they've been looking for a director, and the director of Don't Breathe, Freddy Alvarez, looks like that's going to be the director for The Girl in the Spider Web.
So maybe we'll a 2017 or 2018 release for that one?
Absolutely. So a lot of folks will be looking forward to that. Now, the most important thing over the next 7 days is voting on Tuesday.
I almost forgot.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe. And please, there's more than the presidential candidates that are running. There are judges. There are city and county officials that are being elected throughout our listening area. State representatives.
Ballot proposals to design.
And Congress folks as well. So take a look all the way up and down and make sure you vote. And John Cameron Mitchell, who's the star and director of Hedwig and the Angry Inch, wants to encourage folks in our part of the world to come out and vote. And he's doing a very special screening of that film tomorrow
night. Which
has
kind of a punk ethos to it. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what perspective he brings to the get out the vote
message.
He's
trying to reach the youth audience and folks that may not think of themselves as voters. And then we also have Michael Moore and Trump Plan, which obviously is an election theme. And believe it or not, it's the kinder and gentler Michael Moore, the Michael Moore that's more like the person that you meet when you have an opportunity to just talk to him, you know, not this raging political person. He really provides a very kind of homespun look at things. And he's definitely from the left point of view. But he doesn't skewer Mr. Trump. He really tries to say, you know, we as Americans, whether you support Trump or whether you
why is half the country finding the message so appealing?
Yeah. And again, I don't want to pretend that you're going to go there and say, yeah, I think I should vote for the other side on that particular issue. But it's not an attack. And the film takes place in southern Ohio. There's a big school down in that vicinity. I forgot the name of it.
Song.
It doesn't take place in Columbus, but in a rural community outside of it, in a theater that's owned by Glenn Beck, the conservative commentator. So it's an interesting piece. I found it to be a lot of fun. And then A Man Called Uwe, which everybody is loving. This is a Swedish film, and it's the biggest thing since The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the original right. Swedish version. It's not like that film at all. This is about an old gentleman who is just kind of a quintessential angry old man next door. But a young family moves in next door, and after being really annoyed with him, he ends up getting engaged with him, and it really changes him. And the critics love it. One critic said, a touching crowd pleaser that may call for a tissue or two at the end.
So there you go, which I kind of enjoy.
Yeah,
personally.
Absolutely. So it's a very well done film on a very famous novel. This novel is huge in the United States and in Sweden. Now, opening up, yeah.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. It is Cinema Chat, and I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins. And as he was about to tell us, there's some brand new films opening that are available to us this weekend.
That's right. And this is a week of well reviewed films. Everything is, 79% is the lowest positive ratings of any
which
of the
is still
films.
Pretty good.
It's really right. good. But the highest rated of all of the films is Jim Jarmusch's film, which much of it takes place in Ann Arbor.
That's because Iggy Pop is at the center.
That's right. James Osterberg, better known as Iggy Pop, and the Stooges, the Ashton brothers, formed a band back in the 1960s, and they emerged from Ann Arbor's counterculture revolution of that
and
time.
For the whole punk movement and an influence that resonates today.
Absolutely. And so Owen Gleiberman, who writes for Variety, he's also an Ann Arbor native, says, Give Me Danger is a compelling and detailed diary of everything that made the Stooges what they were. The best reason to see the film is simply the chance it offers to wallow in the grungy glory of Iggy Pop.
And I love the play on the old Rolling Stones movie, Give Me Shelter.
That's right. Give Me Danger. Right. Jimmy Osterberg, Iggy Pop, comes across very well in this film, as do the Ashton brothers. There's a lot of shots down Liberty and State Street, so go check it out. It's actually amazing. Harry and the Snowman is a film about, it's a documentary film, believe it or not, and the Los Angeles says Gallup, Don't Trot, to Ron Davis, who's the director, winning documentary Harry and the Snowman, which recounts the inspiring story of an underdog show horse, his tenacious trainer, and the rise of fame in the 1950s.
Just from a personal perspective, it has to be great to want to go see a movie about a show horse.
That's right. Well, and so this horse was an Amish plow horse that this guy, this Dutch immigrant, Harry DeLayer, saved from the glue, literally saved from the glue factory. And then just a few years later, he won the Triple Crown of show jumping. So it's a really, wonderful personal
story.
It's a
very human story.
Absolutely.
Centered around a horse, right? Well, Doctor Strange is coming, and
that's
all the
right.
Cumberbatchians are enthralled.
Yeah, Marvel Comics character Doctor Strange, which was like an add-on to another comic, is hitting the screens, and the reviews on this are very strong, 90% positive reviews. The consensus is Doctor Strange artfully balances its Outre sources material against the blockbuster constraints.
And so Benedict Cumberbatch is just a great actor.
Yeah, so. Mel Gibson's film Hacksaw Ridge, which is a World
Looks
War II
amazing
drama,
to me.
And it's gotten 89% positive reviews, and it's about a pacifist who's involved in World War II as a medic. Trolls, which is the animated film that's opening up this week for families.
Still gets really positive reviews.
Yeah, 79%. And apparently it's a nice balance of a film that's great for kids. It's got Anna Kendrick and Justin Timberlake doing some of the voice work on that. So anyway, if you've got kids, apparently you'll like it pretty well as well. And then we've got our series, 80s Teen Classic, Stop Making Sense, is coming up tonight.
The Talking Heads.
That's right, which is one of the greatest
comedy films
ever. I love them all the way. And then Say Anything is the film that's showing on Monday with
John Cusack. Exactly right. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. We thank you for stopping by for another edition of Cinema Chat. It comes your way every Thursday, and you are listening to it on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta, and don't forget to vote.